What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, very excited to hear what Jim Larrañaga has to say about this. Coach Larrañaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
Oh, I lost you. Head coach
at UM, many great seasons of basketball, and now he's a friend of the program, and so we wanted to bring him in for our discussion on Bleacher Report's top 100 all-time greatest NBA players ever. And, Coach, I'll just read to you. I had said this to Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show, but what Bleacher Report writes at towards the beginning of the list, we asked our legion of Bleacher Report NBA experts, writers, and editors to take a list of the best 500 and current and former NBA stars and whittle it down to their top 100. It's an impossible task, they write, especially when confronted with the reality of comparing players from different eras. Stats help, but calculators won't figure all this out. But here it is. There are top 100 NBA players ever, and they take into account, while making the list, the totality of each player's NBA career, cumulative and average stats, awards, playoffs, championships, cultural impact, and overall greatness. So we're going to get into this. Hello, Coach, by the way. Thank you for joining us on a special, what's today, Tuesday? Normally it was Thursday during basketball season, but we had to call you into duty today, Coach.
Well, I'm happy to talk to you guys about the NBA greats because I played against a lot of them. And I had a feeling.
I had a feeling. So here's the top three. We'll get into it more granularly here, but the top three are MJ, LeBron, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So do you have any issues with the top three and the seedings?
No, they're all the greatest of all time at their positions. I mean, Michael Jordan, to me, is the GOAT because of not only what he accomplished, but he did it at both ends of the court. I mean, he was a 9-time defensive, all-defensive player, right? Now, LeBron, as great as he was 6 times all-defense. So In certain categories, guys move ahead of one another. But, you know, Kareem is the greatest scorer until LeBron passed him. So it's very, very hard for me to choose one of those. But in my mind, Michael Jordan's one, LeBron is two, Kareem is three. So I'm happy with the way they picked them.
And Coach, when you take it, like you said something about category, I think everybody has their own thought that they put guys over other guys. Like Jordan's marketing and the way he changed basketball off the court as well goes in my mind. Is it all stats to you? Because a lot of people are ring counters and they say Jordan has 6, LeBron has 4. Jordan wins.
Okay, so if I'm voting for the best player of all time, I start with, well, who's the best winner of all time? Because you basically, when I vote for the ACC player of the year, invariably I vote for the guy that led his team to the championship, because eventually it's all about winning. So then Bill Russell's the greatest of all time.
That's
right. he's the greatest winner, 11 championships.
Yep.
So there's different categories. But in Jordan's case, yes, he's a cultural phenomena, and he changed uniforms from the baggies. Now we have the short shorts again. I mean, yeah, but those guys were all phenoms.
Bring and back those.
Kareem. I had 17 against Kareem in Madison Square Garden in 1979. Oh. So just sort of, he didn't block any of my shots. He didn't force any turnovers. But he led UCLA to the win, so I gave him MVP of the game.
You had 17 against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
17. You act surprised. You didn't know I could score?
Well, I am surprised on the downside. I can't believe you only had 17 against him.
My teammate had 36. I was giving the ball up a lot that night.
I know. How were you scoring, though?
What?
How were you scoring? Like, were you hitting jump shots on him?
Yeah, well, I was the point guard. I ran the show. I had the ball in my hands the whole time. I decided who shot and who didn't. A lot of times I decided, yeah, I think I'll shoot.
So, well, you were a tall point guard for that era.
My role model was Jerry West. Where does he rank? He's the logo. You talk about an icon. There's a guy who's been the logo since he retired in 1972 or 3. So, you know, those guys were special.
What's your favorite era?
Oscar Robertson one time.
How'd you do against him?
He acted like I wasn't there. He just went exactly where he wanted to go. I think he said to me, hey, Jimmy, I'm going to take you to the baseline and shoot it right in your face. And then he went to the baseline and shot it in my face and made the shot. And I said, nice shot, Oscar.
Was Oscar Robertson a trash talker?
He didn't say a word the whole time. He was at the end of his career. It was 1971.
Like an
and he was unstoppable. The difference between, you know, like, I don't know how he and Jerry West would have played in this era because of the three-point shot. You got to look at the game so differently. The three-point shot, you guys were making fun of Artis Gilmore. He was my generation.
Yeah.
And he made it to the Final Four. And Hawk, you said it very, very well. He couldn't shoot from 2 feet out. He had to dunk the ball. It had to just go in the basket from the paint. But he was 7'2", 270 pounds. He was the biggest human being out there at the time. So, but who else? We got to talk about other players because there's so many great ones in the history of the game.
Well, what's your favorite era, Coach? You mentioned you play against all these guys. Do you think that is the best era of basketball ever?
Yeah, my favorite era was the 70s because that's when I fell in love with the game. No, I shouldn't say that. I fell in love with the game in the 60s. But then when the 80s came along with Larry Bird, they're all great. Come on. Like, how do you choose greatness?
Yeah, okay, here's where Crowder had an issue yesterday. So yeah. And Shaq had this same issue. Kobe is number 11. Yeah. Here are the players ahead of Kobe. MJ, LeBron, Kareem, all right? Then Magic Johnson, Bill Russell, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, and Steph Curry. That's your top 10. Then Kobe is number 11. And Shaq said that's criminal, and Crowder agrees. Crowder thinks Kobe should be much higher on that list.
Well, I put Kobe ahead of Steph. I think Steph still is behind Kobe. And I put Kobe ahead of Shaq. I think Shaq, as dominant a player as he was, I don't think they win those championships in L.A. Without Kobe leading the way.
And coach, I don't want to age shame, but this Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain, yeah, they were playing against McDonald's workers, coach. Like, I've watched the grainy film, reel to reel. Like, they're not playing Shaqs and Kobe's and LeBron. They're not playing guys built like that.
Yeah, first of all, you're comparing them to guards, which, but if you had to play against Willis Reed and Walt Bellamy and Nate Thurman every night, because you got to remember, back then there were only eight teams in the NBA. So you're not talking about him having to go against some scrub. You're talking about him going against one of the eight best centers in the country, and there's only eight teams. So, you know, here are the best players. You got Bill Russell with the Boston Celtics. You got Willis Reed with the New York Knicks. You got Nate Thurman with the San Francisco Warriors. You got Wilt Chamberlain with the Philadelphia Warriors back then. You have big guys. Walt Bellamy was with the Pistons, and then they didn't just beat up on these schmucks. These guys were very talented big guys. They weren't like today's players. They weren't like Dirk Nowitzki, who could shoot the three, or Giannis, who could play the point. But of that generation, you didn't have off nights. Those only eight teams. Think about it, Crowder. You only faced the same eight guys every other night. And they weren't flying around in private jets. They were taking buses and commercial airlines and flying coach at 7 foot and being squeezed into their coach seat. Come on. That's not exactly like an easy night to recover from. So, you know, you got to give those guys credit they do.
I've told that story on the air before. When I was a kid, we were traveling. We used to go to like Tucson, Arizona and Phoenix for vacations. And we were on an airplane, coach, you know, flying coach. And on our airplane was the Kansas City Kings. And I remember sitting just across the aisle from Otis Birdsong. Birdsong? And I got a Polaroid picture with Otis Birdsong and Tom Burleson. But yeah, they were at the baggage claim like everyone else, getting their bags like everyone else. No, nobody was collecting their bags for them.
Yeah,
I think they stayed at the hotel we were at.
Their Lamborghinis and their Maserati sitting outside waiting for them.
None of that.
I don't think they even had cold tubs back then. I mean, these guys are treated like royalty, which they are. I mean, the owners are paying these guys, what, $50 million a year? So you got to take care of them. You fly in private planes and lots of leg room and stretching out. And then you still have guys complaining they're playing too much. I'm like, no, you got to be kidding. John Stockton, who again, one of the greatest point guards of all time, he played, I think, 16 of his 19 years. He played all 82 games in the regular season. He didn't take games off. There was no such thing as load management back then.
I think Otis Birdsong wanted to cut in front of my dad at the Hertz counter, and Lyle Hockman wasn't having it. I mean, it was a whole different era, coach. Do you think there is, though? Do you think there's a chance? Because, again, I'm MJ number one for all time. I think Crowder is as well. Yeah. Do you think there's a chance still that LeBron could become the greatest NBA player of all time?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think Solana has made some great points about what he has accomplished. So I think when you're voting, you're entitled to your own opinion. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to get him in trouble. I hope I don't get him in trouble because he said it right out loud. I invited Doc Rivers to our team meal the night before we played a game. I can't remember who we were playing. So we played on a Wednesday night, and Doc Rivers was in town. Tuesday night, he comes and has dinner. He gets up from dinner and says goodnight to the guys. And one of them says, "Hey, Doc, I have one question for you." And he says, Doc Rivers responded, "Michael Jordan." He didn't even wait for the question. He knew they were going to ask him who's the best of all time. And if Doc Rivers says it, I got to believe it. I don't think that's changing. Maybe for a very, very long time.
Is it possible, though, Doc Rivers, a little salty, that he literally could never get past LeBron James?
I watched Doc Rivers play. Of course, I watched all these guys play, saw them play in person and everything. Doc Rivers was a tremendous competitor. He was a great defender, and he couldn't stop either one of those guys. Those guys, again, are really special. They are the greatest. Whether you go, you know, Michael Jordan or LeBron, Michael Jordan, I'm a big fan of both. I've got to know both of them a little bit. Michael, I worked for his fantasy camp, and he was phenomenal with all the campers, guys with 35 and over. And LeBron, I was here to watch the big three win championships. And I was with LeBron. He brought the Cleveland Cavaliers back to our practice facility. He called and said, "Hey, can we use your practice facility for a week to prepare for camp?" And we said, "Of course." He came, and that was the year they won the championship. And that may be the greatest comeback of all time. They were down 3-1.
And, Coach, down by one, prime LeBron, prime Jordan, down by one, 15 seconds left. You're coaching that team. Who's getting the ball?
MJ, you want to take the last shot?
It's a question. It's not a decision.
you call MJ over and say, "Hey, what do you want to run?" And he says, "Four on the baseline. Just give me the ball at the top of the key." We've won this game already.
So what's your greatest highlight? Is your greatest, I'm talking on-court highlight, putting up 17 against Kareem?
No, I think my greatest is when I scored 47 against Dr. J.
You scored 47 against Dr. J? Dr. J, by the way, is number 20 on this list, 20th greatest NBA player of all time. You put up how many?
47.
How many did he put up?
He had 36. But, wow. Okay. That difference is it wasn't in college. That was in a pro-am tournament. And my team and his team made it to the championship. I played with a bunch of local guys from the bar in my neighborhood. He played with a bunch of NBA guys. We played pretty well, but my friends just kept giving me the ball, giving me the ball, giving me the ball. And they had a little guy named Georgie Bruns guarding me. And I knew George, again, from the neighborhood. But he was playing with Dr. J and JoJo White. You guys remember JoJo White?
I remember JoJo White from the Celtics.
He played in Kansas, first round pick of the Celtics. So it was Georgie Bruns, JoJo White, and Dr. J. I had 47 that night. All my teammates had to do was get me the ball and give me a lot of screens. And I just jacked every shot I ever dreamed about getting.
Could you dunk at 6'5"?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
What the?
I was fast, I was athletic, and I was skilled. I wasn't strong, though. I only weighed 180 pounds. at 6'5". That's
Coach Al, the only guy on this show who can dunk. Can you dunk, Crowder?
Yeah. At 42? No chance.
No. Back in the you can't even walk barely. Back in the day, could you dunk?
Yeah, I started dunking at like 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Solan, I'm sure, is about to tell us how he's close to being able to dunk. And
have you ever touched the net, Solana?
Coach, I can do a layup where my hand touches the bottom of the rim. I don't know if that's actually harder than dunking. I don't know if you've ever done that.
All right. We'll give you $1,000 if we can see that proof of that. Jim Larrañaga, thank you for joining us. We miss talking to you. It's not basketball season, but we'll start it up again.
Mark, I love when you
I got to call you into duty next week because you're going to see Superman this week.
I'm going to try, yeah.
Okay. All right, because we like talking movies with you, and we're out of time here. I've seen Superman. There's a lot of talk about it with Mike Francesa. He had his review of it on the air yesterday. Kirk Herbstreit agrees vehemently with him. Lee Sterling was on with us, told me it was a top five worst movie he's ever seen. I thought it was one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen. So we got to talk to you. You see, that'll be your assignment. You see Superman, then we'll have you back on next week.
Hey, just text me. I love being on as your guest.
All right, fair enough. There you go. Jim
Larrañaga. Drop 47.
It's Dr. J.
Crazy, man.
I think it's more impressive, though. 17 against Kareem? 17?
Ah, Kareem didn't play defense, right, Coach? Tell him. He didn't play defense. Just running up the floor to go dunk.
Well, Kareem guarded our big man, and our big man had like 2 points. My teammate had 36. His name is Vic Colucci. He lived in Florida for a while, but he's back in Rhode Island in Providence. But he was a great shooter, and he was red hot, so I just kept getting him the ball.
Man, I know how to play point. Yeah. Jim Larrañaga, Coach Larrañaga. Thank you, Coach.
See you guys. Thank you.
There you go, Coach Larrañaga. That was delightful. I think we got to put Coach L on that list. I think Bleacher Report whiffed on having Coach L there.
Man, Coach L tells us a gym every single time he's on.
Yeah, love talking to him. All right, that was fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.